Go to load it up. It's gone. And it really bothers me that I don't know what to do with the song. So, but Jerry Ledger is performing tonight with Ben Sommer as well. So that's about $17 and change in taxes. You're looking at about $20, I think, if my math is right. That's on Saturday, June 18th. Ha, ha, ha. That's tomorrow. So 95 King Street East is Mills Hardware, that sort of thing. So hit them up on their website. You can find out more information on Jerry Ledger. But we do know Ben because we've spun Ben before, and he's a really sweet guy. And this is his newest track, or his latest single, as they say in the industry, Don't Come Looking for Me. It's a very somber tune. He's looking off in the distance. He has a microphone. He has his guitar, and he's singing. And in the background, you see snow, and he's just kind of sitting there, isolated, like a wolf. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
You'd let me go. I heard you crying in your sleep. Felt your breath as it left your soul. And said, don't come looking for me. Don't come looking for me. Don't come looking for me. I slept outdoors in the cold dirt floor. Called for it living on the run. Safe out there from the notch you wear. To show that a better man's won. Don't come looking for me. 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 Won't come back. This time won't come back. This time won't come back. This time won't come back. This
Milton's Hardware tomorrow night, Jerry Ledger and Ben Sommer. Let's cover off on what else is going on around town that I can find. Hey, back at Doors Taco Joint Metal Bar, Joint Taco with a Joint Taco and a Joint Taco Metal Bar, which is down in Hess Village. Neurotic Entertainment presents Hexus with Cryophilic, 30 Multilated, 16 Returned, and Svetnet. That's going down. You ever have deja vu? I know I announced this last week. I'm still here just going... Did I announce this last week or was that on the other show? I don't know. Going a little crazy. Kind of funny, though. Hey, Forgotten Rebels, if you missed them, when they played here in Hamilton 2 weeks ago, they're at Lee's Palace tomorrow. That's going down. And also, again, I'm a goof. Last week, I announced Empty Hours was performing at the End Zone Bar, and I had such a long day. And I was supposed to meet up with my buddy Gavin, and there was a couple of shows I was supposed to go to. I wanted to go. This is what I wanted to do last week, by the way. Last Friday, the deal was finish the show, go downtown, grab a bite to eat. Don't bother going home because I'm at that point in my existence. And you know what I'm talking about here. When you're going all day and then someone says, you didn't come see my band? You didn't come see my band? How come you never come see my band? Come on, man. We had COVID for 2 years. Come on. You got to come out. So I was going to go because I'm a huge fan of Lowest to Low. And I wanted to see Elephants and Stars. And I told Manfred, too, the who I chatted with. Yeah, yeah, man, I'll come down. I'll get a couple passes and I'll bring some friends, that sort of thing. Like they needed the drawing power of me bringing people down there. So whatever. So I, you know, a miscommunication with my buddy Wayner and Gavin because we're on this stupid chat thread. And Gavin's like, are we going to see Los Lobos? I said, no, man, you guys said you wanted to go see Empty Hours at End Zone. And he goes, oh, no, I didn't. Wayne wanted to do that. And I said, but he's bringing a bunch of people. And I thought we were part of all that. So anyway, I didn't go to see Los Lobos. So I feel like a knob. Then Gavin and I go and we sit down. We have a bite to eat at B Social, which is down on Augusta Street. Food was really good. I was not that I'm surprised, but it's like it's nice when you sit down and you go, oh, this is good. It's not mediocre. Service was great. Sat on the patio. But by the time we finished the meal, Gavin looked at me and just went, I'm dead, man. I can't go anywhere. And I was just, that's all I needed. All I needed to hear in my ears was like someone else go, I'm dead, man. I can't go anywhere. I'm tired. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me too. I'm done. So I went home like a little baby. And I was just like, I'm so drained too. And then I thought of everyone at the End Zone dancing around to Empty Hours. I'm like, oh, okay, let them do that and I'll just save it, right? So I didn't go and I feel so bad. But they're playing on tomorrow at the King George and at 116 George Street. So, which is kind of bugs me in a way too because – you know, we could have went to Lowest Low. Clearly, we could have went to Lowest Low. I could have got everyone in, blah, 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 blah. But no, you want to go to End Zones. So now I don't go to End Zones. And now Empty House is playing tomorrow night. Do you think any of my friends are going to go to that? Because they've all went to the End Zone. Well, maybe they will. You should go. You should really go. Here are the reasons why. Great band. They do covers, they do their own material, and I'm pretty sure they're still recording. It's Empty Hours. Here's a track called Radio, and I'm also going to play Frankie as well. Just based on this, you're going to hear this, you're going to go, you know what, Gunner, for an old guy who drinks a lot of coffee, I think he's all right. Do you like how I blamed it all on Gavin in a way? Frankie, Empty Hours on the way, but right now Radio, Empty Hours on Steel City Music. Radio. See, I told you it was good. Empty Hours with the track Frankie. Before that, you also heard radio from Empty Hours. Check them out tomorrow in Hess Village at King George. There you go. See? Makes perfect sense. In the big world of rock and roll and life and social planning for gentlemen that are middle-aged, it makes total sense. That's all I'm saying, folks. There you go. You heard the music. Nice little bar. Warm night. Sit on the patio. Have a little fun. Go stretch your legs. Go support live music. It is such a good thing to do. Going through the old music files here on Steel City Music, I came across this cool track that I'm going to play in a minute. MDMA from Joel Elliott. I've always thought this guy's music was really cool. Years ago, we would have him on C101, and he would also be on over at our sister station, CFMU 93.3. And we would always do interviews with him, myself and Jamie Tennant and other people at both stations. And some of the best interviews I've ever had was him just sitting there and making me laugh. He would sit in on other people's interviews because he'd be doing a show, and he'd just come up with a book, and he'd be like, "So are you gonna play for us, Joel?" And he's like, no, I'm not gonna play." And I would just start laughing because that was the whole purpose to promoting the show, was to have him come up and play. So the other person who brought a guitar that was on a bill, they would play, and it would just make me laugh so much. And I always thought he was a sweet guy, and I always loved his voice. He always has that weird sense of humor. So, and I've lost track of the dude. Don't know where he is. You know, I don't think he does music. He hasn't done music in a while. So, always wondering about people like that. But I'm going to play this track called MDMA. The other person I'm going to play is Jeremy Fisher, of course, out of Hamilton, Ontario. He gets likened to a lot of singer-songwriters. The main thing that he gets likened to is Paul Simon. Right off the top, people hear it and they just go, "Oh man, he sounds a lot like Paul Simon." But he has his own music, and it's been great to spin here at the stations for the last 15 years or so. So he's a I think he went to Westdale High School back in the early 2000s. Yeah, or something like that, or late, like 98, 99. Went out west, came back. He was in and out of bands, that sort of thing. Even at one point, Jeremy was like touring Northern Ontario on a 10-speed, where he would do small shows, take his guitar, and go that route. He did the same thing out west as well. Always some cool stories. Now I just catch his stuff online. He's with his wife, or they're raising two kids, and Jeremy's doing the old pop on the internet, play a song for the kid, have the kid like yell at him for something, and then pop off, that sort of thing. But I know he has like a music, an album dedicated to children out now, and hopefully he has some new material coming out as well. I should reach out to him. But here's the track. We're going to hear Joel Elliott, MDMA, of course. But here, we'll start things off with the Shine of the Light, Jeremy Fisher, here on the old Steel City Music. Some life, but don't
where you face your maker. It's like living with a little ghost. Ain't gonna be no savior. Shine a little light where you need it the most. Where you face your maker. It's like living with a little ghost. Ain't gonna be no savior. Shine a little light where you need it the most. Where you face your maker.
Good. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. Lorne Park on the way from Dan Griffin. He's also in a band called Teen Ravine, was also in the Arkells, believe it or not. True story. We'll play three from him. Dan Griffin doing Lorne Park, The Hum, starting things off, The Storm, the big intro on Steel City Music. Thank you.
and run down the borderline into the dark of the night by the river rising.
Could I ask forgiveness? Oh, is it too
Such a sweet song. 4:35 and change right now. Gunner here. Steel City Music on Indie 101.5. And I'm feeling a little bit nostalgic and a little bit of dancey at the same time. I almost got that 97 point whatever, the boom. Feel a little boomy over here. I'm not going to play the same 20 songs all week, by the way. I just said I felt like I was a little boomy, if you get the reference. Extend the mix. Burlington's own The Spoons, Nova Heart. We're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music. Such a great track. Natasha Alexandra, known as NLX, Buckle Up on Steel City Music.
If you wanna ride in my car, buckle up, buckle up. And if you wanna wear my ring, sing, birdie, 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 sing. If you wanna walk the line, you better be prepared to find someone else to ease your mind. I tried, but police.
Listening to Steel City Music.
Booty, 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 rockin' show stopping, everybody back popping, knees jerking, girls work it till your stomach hurting. Don't stop, gotta get it, shake it off till your body sweating. Everybody watching, but that don't mean we stopping. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. What you know about a bang bang? Don't you wanna know? Can't take no. Relax and take off your coat. Say something that I've seen before. What you know about a bang bang? Don't you wanna know? Can't take no. Relax and take off your coat. Say something that I've seen before. When you got this show stopping, everybody back. Knees jerking, girls working, working till your stomach hurting. Booty rocking, show stopping, everybody back popping. Knees jerking, girls working, working till your stomach hurting. Don't stop, gotta get it, shake it off your body, sweating. Everybody watching, that don't need to stop it. Don't stop, gotta get it, shake it off your body, sweating. Everybody watching, that don't need to stop it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, dust it off, feed off. And jerk it, jerk it, dust it off. Jerk it, jerk it, dust it off, feed off. And jerk it, jerk it. Booty rocking, show stopping, everybody back popping. Knees jerking, girls work it till your stomach hurting. Don't stop, gotta get it, shake it off. Till your body's slipping, everybody watch it. But that don't mean we stop it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it.
You are sitting in your car, you are sitting at home, you are walking, however you're listening to that track, and the whole time you're just taking your fingers and going the dust off on your shoulders, because that's exactly what I was doing the whole time. Steel City Music, your host, Gunner on Indie 101.5. You heard Thunder Heist, Jerk It, a great track from back in the Canadiana day. Placebo. Covering Depeche Mode.
Your sun is shining.
Morning.
Placebo covering Depeche Mode, I Feel You, on Steel City Music, and I am your host, Gunner, heard on Indie 101.5 every Friday from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m., and now live. So we're moving into the 5 o'clock hour, and, you know, I feel better now that I got some music, that I'm playing some music, that sort of thing. I'm doing, like, multitasking. No, I'm not multitasking. Anyone who says it on their resume, by the way, that they're a strong multitasker is lying. It's just, it's a lie. No one's a strong multitasker. They've already proven that, science has proved already, that you can only do only a couple little things at once, and after that, everything else suffers. So when you put it on a resume and the HR guy goes, oh, so you're a multitasker, and you go, yeah, I'm a multitasker, both of you guys can look each other in the eye and just go, that's just crap. We both know it's a waste of ink and font. That's what it is right there. Whatever, dude. It's impossible. And I just say that just because I hate it when people say, oh, I'm a multitasker. I can multitask. No, you can't. Do two things really well and let the rest sort itself out. That's what I say. All right. So there you go. Sarah, my buddy Sarah. Sarah. She has a show here at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. From 4 p.m. From 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. here on Indie 101, or 101.5 as we say it now. She has a show. I met her like a couple years ago, like maybe three. I think she was just coming out of broadcast journalism here at Mohawk College, and when I was like doing some reading on Hamilton music, that sort of thing, who was covering it, that her name came up, and so I reached out to her, said, "Hey, man." you should come on my show. So she came by and she sat down and we did a thing. We had a chat and she was thinking about getting into podcasting. I'm going, you get into podcasting. If you can do podcasting, you can do radio. It's the same thing. It's just buttons, really. So she did, and she's been doing it for a couple of years. So her and I had a chat, and she's really starting to branch out and really show people what she's capable of. And I think that's fantastic. I think we need more people showing what they can do, right? So if you think you want to do your own radio show, COVID's opened up. Like, it's done. Well, not done, but you know what I mean. Like, it's on its way out. There's this fear in December. Oh, the 92,000th wave is coming. Things are changing for the better now. So you could actually come in and do some training at 101.5 if you want to do a show. Community show is great. You could do something like what I'm doing, possibly better than me, and no one would be surprised by that. But you could come in and do a show here, and it'll be good on you if you ever wanted to try it. Or do a podcast, whatever. Everyone will help you out. Or go to school here. You can go to school here. Mohawk College is a great school. They offer a lot. Go online. Go look through some stuff. You're curious about something? Go online. Go do it. Do it up, man. Life's too short. You learn something and you better yourself. So there you go. But let's get back to Sarah. So she does a show here on Tuesdays from 7 till 8 p.m. And you can also find her her website as well. Sarah's Hotspot as well. I think you should go check out all those things out. She just had a recent chat with our old pal, Alan Cross. So there you go. So I'm going to spin that interview. I'll play that for you. And also, we got Lineback coming up as well. They got a new song, Yaddy Yaddy Yaddy, and all the other fun stuff. So here's the interview with my pal Sarah here on Steel City Music. Pre-recorded interview via Zoom. It's got to be Gunner, and it's got to be Steel City Music. My special guest right now is an old friend of the show. A couple years ago, I reached out to her and said, hey, you know, you should do more stuff online, and you should do radio, and you should come on my show. And it kind of clicked with her. And she's responsible for Sarah's Hotspot online. And actually, sorry, Sarah's Hotspot, is it Sarah? Or is it Sarah's Hot Shots? Because I'm all confused now.
So for sure. I've got quite a few names. So my blog is Sarah's Hotspot. Yeah, it's like a hotspot for music and entertainment. You know, that's the idea. And then my radio show is Hot Shots On Air.
On air on 101.5, our station on Indy 101.5, and that's Tuesdays from 7 till 8.
Yep, that's it.
My God, that was a lot for me to comprehend. I can't believe the listener has to sit there and go, why is the old man screwing up on this? This isn't that hard. But sometimes it is when you have all these different names and stuff are going on in your life. And I was going through your website, and I was just like, oh. This band has a single out, Rome. And I was like, oh, Isabella Cherini is her name. She has a single out. And then, of course, you covered off on the Elevator as well, an album released with the Soviet Influence, and Hamilton's own Boxcar Ben as well is on your site. And I was, what was striking me was, over time, are you at that point now where bands are reaching out to you, or are you still reaching out to them?
Yeah, I would say the majority of time people end up reaching out to me now.
That's good.
I do think, yeah, I've made that transition, which is very nice. I mean, I still reach out to people once in a while when I see a release that I really enjoy. Right. But I find that, yeah, I'm getting a lot of traction, which is nice.
Well, over the last 2 years, a lot of people that we've both been speaking to, you know, people in the arts community and just everywhere, couldn't really do what they do. And promoting themselves and creating new art, new culture, that sort of thing. So I think for all of us, there was this sort of a downtime of like, okay, well, there's really not that much to cover out there, music-wise, new releases, live shows, that sort of thing. But you've transitioned pretty well over the last 2 years of getting this going.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I think I've actually, you know, gained a little bit from the pandemic, possibly. You know, pre-pandemic, I had just sort of started my blog. It was a very new thing. I wasn't extremely well connected within Hamilton, but as soon as the pandemic hit and everyone was online, it was, you know, a great sort of like networking opportunity just to constantly be speaking to people online and shooting people messages. And now I feel very well connected within the city, and I know, you know, a ton of musicians, and, it's gone very well.
How's the writing going with other magazines, that sort of thing? You did an Exclaim thing recently. Have you been covered off on Beyond James as well? But where else are you writing now? Where can people find some of your stuff?
Yeah. So besides Exclaim and Beyond James, I write for CFMU, so CFMU's blog. And then also, I guess I can plug ahead of time. I'm working on it. I'm working on a Spectator piece.
Oh, great.
So we'll see that coming out soon. Yeah.
Now, is that will that just be on music, or is that just like a think piece, or is that about a different type of artwork, or is it, what is it going to be? Can you give us a little tidbit?
That will be, sure. That will be music. Music will be involved. Yeah, it's going to be about covering an event where music is involved, but it's not necessarily the focal point.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. And when's this the piece going to get into the Spectator? What's the timelines on that, you think?
I don't know. potentially 3 weeks from now. We'll see. We'll see. I'll keep you updated.
Oh, well, I want to know, right? Because I want to promote it on my website and my other stuff that I do. Hey, if you're just tuning in right now, it's Gunner at Steel City Music, and I'm